Flex. See terms of use.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
My thoughts are on the federal and state budget here in California and the federal budget. If you can compare, if the nation can compare their own personal finances to what the nation is going through on black and white, you have a checking account with X amount of dollars, you have banks, you have credit cards, if you get further and further in debt, it's black and white. You simply can't get out of debt. We can continue on spending, we can continue on with these social programs, but eventually, where does the buck stop?
There's a talk radio caller in California who thinks if Congress doesn't wake up and do something, we will never get out of debt. That's where we start this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen from MSNBC. Mika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough talked to Carl Bernstein, the former Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell, and to analyst John Meacham about the budget and the way both sides are spending so much of their time blaming each other.
Congress is turning its attention to the next potential face-off in the budget fight, the debt ceiling vote next month. And speaking on the Sunday shows, Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner warned lawmakers that a failure to raise the debt limit would be catastrophic.
Congress is going to have to raise the debt limit. They understand that. That's absolutely essential to preserve the credit worthiness of the United States of America. You know, we're a country that meets its obligations, and we have to meet our obligations, and they recognize that. In fact, I heard the leadership tell the president that again on Wednesday. What will happen is that we'd have to stop making payments to our seniors, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security. We have to stop paying veterans benefits. We have to stop paying all the other payments, all the other things the government does, and then we would risk default on our interest payments. If we did that, we tip the U.S. economy and the world economy back into recession, depression. I think it would make the last crisis look like a tame, modest crisis.
So if you saw the lower, it said flirting with fiscal disaster, Carl Bernstein. Is this a fake fight or
yes,
a real one?
Well, it's a fake argument because we have to have an ability to raise debt. It's elemental. And the real irresponsibility that has come, you've had it in your discussion earlier this morning, is an unwillingness in this country for people to pay their share of their way. It's simple as that. But I'd like to ask Ed Rendell a question. And I'm going to ask the Republican the next time I'm here. I've written about gridlock. I've written about how the Congress of the United States has broken down. The question in my mind is one party more responsible for the other than the other for what has happened over 30 years. Is there really an argument that you can say the other guys are worse?
No, I don't think so, Carl. I think everyone bears responsibility for this. No ifs, ands, and buts about it.
One ideology is not contributed more than
the other. But I do agree with something that Congressman Ryan says, although I think his performance has not been good in the last week. But I do believe something he said is right. I think the president has to set the tone. And that doesn't mean that the president shouldn't have made the speech he made. I thought he set out some basic American values that I certainly adhere to. But I think the president has to get people together and say, come on, guys. Forget about the election. We've got to do this, and we've got to do this right now. The clock is ticking. And I hope the president exercises that type of leadership. I don't know what interaction he's had with the Gang of Six, Joe, but I think it has to come from the person in Harrisburg, in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. It always had to come from the mayor or the governor. It's no different in the
but
nation.
Hasn't he tried that from the beginning? And now they're going to eat him for breakfast if he doesn't say, look, here's who we are. Here's what we stand for. Pretty much what you've been talking about this morning in terms of an economic fairness, a basic kind of fairness.
I think
there
he's
is a
try.
Difference between the two
right.
parties.
I think he's got to try. But as Joe said, I mean, look, it's always easy to solve things here at the table.
Right.
But we could have solved. Yeah, it is. I think we could solve the problem.
Right.
The five of us, we could solve a problem in about an hour. In an hour, we could figure out exactly what we needed to do in terms of closing loopholes, what we needed to do on rates,
entitlements.
Entitlements.
Cutting Pentagon spending, getting out of Afghanistan. Yeah.
And we'd have a balanced budget, and the nation would be on the road to recovery. And why can't we do it in Washington?
Why? Why can't we?
Because politics.
Coming up, Steve Forbes weighs in on the importance of the S&P negative forecast for America's credit standing when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Listen up, ladies. Right now, Bare Minerals by Bare Essentials is inviting you to participate in a special nationwide giveaway of the mineral makeup everyone's talking about. That's right. We're letting everyone who calls try America's number one mineral makeup risk-free. Just call 1-800-507-3985 to find out how. This is an exclusive radio-only offer you don't want to miss. You've probably heard about Bare Minerals Foundation. It was quoted in Glamour magazine as a magic eraser. Allure magazine, InStyle, and Elle magazines, and leaders in beauty continue to rave about how Bare Minerals Foundation is naturally radiant and good for your skin. Now you can participate in our nationwide giveaway and see for yourself. Bare Minerals, makeup so pure you can sleep in it. Experience the foundation that started the makeup revolution. Participate in this special opportunity to try Bare Minerals Foundation risk-free. And we'll also send you a free gift set. Just call 1-800-507-3985 now. Hurry, you don't want to miss this exclusive radio offer. 1-800-507-3985.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74. This is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residents. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-832-1177. That's 1-800-832-1177. Act now and receive a smoke detector with free 24-hour monitoring when you subscribe. Call 1-800-832-1177.
It's springtime and the weather is getting warmer. Now is a perfect time to think about springing into good health with high-quality vitamins and supplements. Registered dietitian and NatureMade spokesperson Chris Rosenblum explains.
Dietitians agree that people have nutritional gaps in their diet. Vitamins and supplements are a good way to bridge these gaps, but it's important to seek high-quality brands that meet the highest standards of purity and potency. I always tell consumers to look for national brands like NatureMade that are rigorously tested and verified by third-party public health organizations such as the United States Pharmacopeia, which sets criteria for supplement quality standards. This spring, try NatureMade Super B Complex with a combination of essential B vitamins that work together with food to help produce energy and keep you active. In addition, taking a daily multivitamin like NatureMade Multicomplete can help fill nutrient gaps and keep you healthy so you can make the most of the warmer weather.
For more information about quality vitamins and supplements and to take a vitamin assessment, visit NatureMade.com. This is John Hedlund reporting.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. On Fox, Martha McCallum talked to Steve Forbes about the negative rating that was given to the U.S.'s credit and what he thinks needs to be done.
When you saw this headline, you know, that the long-term debt outlook for the United States of America no longer stable, it is now negative. What was your reaction?
Relief, because the United States is the one nation in the world that hasn't done very much to get its house in order. The only other country that is as bad as we are is Japan, and at least now they have an excuse. They've got a disaster on their hands. But even Greece, Martha, is doing far more to get its financial affairs back in order than the United States of America is. So this, I think, is a warning shot, especially to the White House. Stop the politics, stop the partisanship, come up with a substantive proposal, which the president did not do last week, and give people confidence that we are going to tackle our problems and pursue our opportunities.
So you think that politically this is a wake-up call that will actually be heard at the White House? Because, you know, we've heard the same kind of story from CBO, basically, when they look at, you know, a few years out in terms of how long our entitlements plans can actually pay. You look at Japan, which has, or China, I should say, which has come to us and basically said, you know, we're a little concerned about your debt. And how about PIMCO? You know, the largest holder of debt in the, you know, buyer of U.S. Treasuries in this country said, nah, we don't really like U.S. debt as an investment so much anymore.
Well, what I think is happening is when you have all of these parties weighing in, and remember last November when the president and other financial officials met, they all got scoldings from their allies and trading partners saying, in effect, get your act together. And so what I think it's cumulative. One thing alone wouldn't do it, but you add it all together, it begins to break through, I think, even to the politicos in the White House.
So where do we go from here? You know, I mean, basically, there doesn't seem to be either budging on either side. And Rand Paul came out. He said he doesn't see them reaching any kind of agreement either. And he's one of the senators who would have to get something together here. So what's the catalyst? You said they did it in Greece. They've done it in other countries. I don't see a catalyst emerging here.
Well, I think the pressure of having to extend the national debt is one thing. Getting the 2012 budget is another thing. So there are a couple of vehicles to get this thing moving. And I think public opinion is turning against the White House on this thing. Yes, people don't fully understand what the Republicans are proposing in positively reforming Medicare or Medicaid. But as they learn the facts, they're going to say, okay, get moving, guys. And one thing I think rightly the Republicans have done is saying, they've said, no more new taxes. Government has already had a huge burden on the American economy. Ronald Reagan understood, reduce that burden, rein in spending, and the country will come back.
Hey, you know, I'm just looking at this exact quote from Rand Paul. He said they're not going to move toward an agreement because they both agree to spend money. And he's talking about both Democrats and Republicans in that statement. Also of note today, Steve, is the gold price just crossing the wires that we've been watching, $1,500 an ounce. I mean, did you think you were going to, you know, did you think you would see that anytime soon in 2011, $1,500 an ounce?
No, and I never thought I'd see the Federal Reserve deliberately trying to stir up inflation after what happened in the 1970s. And one doesn't know when the crisis is going to break, how it's going to break. But you know, in the next couple of years, some disaster is going to hit. We're going to have a dollar crisis. And I think that'll finally force Washington to give really serious consideration to relinking the dollar to that four-letter word among economists, G-O-L-D. Trust gold, not Washington politicians, or certainly not Federal Reserve officials.
Yeah, that's been the message. Has it ever happened that we've had a negative credit rating on U.S. credit before in the history of this country?
No. Not certainly since the agents have been created, not since really the Civil War have people doubted our debt.
Talk host Peter MacArthur and Melanie Armstrong here with Jill Schlesinger of CBS. They focus on the difference between the deficit and the debt.
How do we decipher what's actual and what's hoopla, as you put it?
Yeah, you know, look, it's very hard. So just remember, there's two terms that we just have to go through before we get into this. And one is the deficit. That's the annual number that we're like, just think about your family budget. The year goes by. How much money did you take in? How much money did you spend? What's the difference between the two? If you spent more than you took in, you have a deficit. And that's where we are right now. The country has a deficit of about $1.5 to $1.65 trillion for the year that we're in right now. So that's one term. Then there's this other thing called the national debt. Now, the debt is the amount you borrow every year to fund that deficit, to kind of fund the gap. So, if again, going back to our family analogy, you have the deficit. What do you do to pay for all those things? Well, you charge your credit card, right? And you got some balance on your credit card. That would be essentially the national debt. Right now, our national debt is at $14.22 trillion. Trillion's a big number, right?
Wow.
Yeah, 12
the
zeros
there.
So, the current limit on our debt, or the debt ceiling, is $14.29 trillion. That's why there's a lot of talk right this moment about not just the budget that, you know, we passed or we're about to look at for 2012, because we're coming up against that debt ceiling. Something has to be done. If Congress doesn't raise the debt ceiling, once the limit is reached, you could have a government shutdown, and we could actually start defaulting on U.S. government bonds. That means that if you bought a government bond for safety, the government just wouldn't pay you interest for a while. Oops, that would be bad.
If we're in our 40s now, what will Medicare and Medicaid be by the time we're in our 60s? Safety net or something we recall from days gone by, like a VCR?
Well, I don't know. Look, where we are today is that the big driver of the increase of cost in the government are health care, right? So Medicare and Medicaid are directly affected by that. Now, you'll hear them talk about Social Security. I'll throw that in a little bit. That's actually a pretty easy problem to fix. And I think that they might even raise the retirement age, or they'll make qualifying a little bit harder. But Social Security is a pretty simple mathematical equation.
Coming up more on the budget, as a couple of congressmen weigh in on Congressman Paul Ryan's budget when the Talk Radio Countdown show resumes.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen here talking about what talk radio and talk television are talking about, and that includes the ongoing battle over the budget. Talk host Scott Voorhees here with Congressman Stephen King of Iowa about what he does and doesn't like about what Paul Ryan's budget includes.
Just in the last few days on Capitol Hill, the House of Representatives decided that they like Congressman Ryan's budget ideas. I presume that you voted in favor of Congressman Ryan's budget.
Well, I did, and it's just prior to that, I voted for the Republican Study Committee's budget, which was another step towards austerity from the Ryan budget. But the Ryan budget is visionary, and it covers a lot of the subject matter that we've got to get up in front of the American people and have this debate. It balances a little too far out for my taste. It's 26 years before it balances, and more than a little too far out, actually. Mm-hmm. But it takes us in the right direction, and the president's budget does the other thing. His increases taxes. So I support the Ryan budget, and I'll be looking to try to make it a little tighter budget. I'd like to get to a balance sometime. I had an individual as a guest speaker on Wednesday morning, and he's the chairman of the American Conservative Union, Al Cardenas. He's actually a refugee from Cuba. He's had to make his own way with nothing. And he said that even a Republican budget that balances in 26 years, how is he going to tell his son, who's in his early 30s, that he'll have to spend his entire working life and never see the budget balance until he's near retirement? That's quite an image to think about. And I think we need to do some things to dynamically grow our economy, and we need to tighten this budget down even tighter. But it is the strongest budget that I think could pass the House of Representatives, and I'm supporting Paul Ryan in his efforts. And he's, when he forced the president to produce Obama budget 2.0, that might be a first. I didn't check the history books, but I've never seen anything quite like that before.
Well, I like the idea of growing the economy and stopping some spending, but it doesn't seem like anyone's willing to cut a whole lot of spending. You have a lot of Americans out there that say, don't stop my tax deduction, don't cut this program. And as far as growing the economy, with the continued questions of the future about where all these taxes are going to be falling down and what kind of power the EPA is going to have, for example, I don't know when the economy can really truly turn the corner and move forward with all the questions. So to answer your own question, or answer your own point about growing the economy, cutting the spending, how do we do that, Congressman?
Well, we must be so committed to cutting spending that the investors will get back and invest again. if people don't believe they get to keep a share of the profits that they earn or a large enough share of the profits that they earn, they're not going to invest and create jobs and expand businesses.
Here's Richard Todd talking to Congressman Tom Scott of South Carolina about why he voted against the 2011 budget, which was passed last week.
The president signed on Friday the 2011 budget that was supposed to be passed by October 1st of last year. The Democrats failed in their duty and their basic responsibility of passing a budget. It went on and on. We came this close to a government shutdown. In the end, last week, 59 Republicans in the House of Representatives did not vote for the budget. And in fact, Speaker of the House John Boehner was begging for Democrats to support. You had Steny Hoyer on the floor of the House talking about his colleagues need to support this bill. 59 Republicans didn't vote for it. He needed Democratic votes to get it passed. The president signed it, so that's in the rearview mirror. But how did you vote, Congressman?
I was one of the 59 who voted against it because when you looked at the details of the deal, it became very murky, very difficult to actually find spending cuts. There were a number of funds that were targeted not to be used. There were funds that were going to be canceled, programs that were no longer in existence. And that's how they found a lot of the money. I found that quite disappointing. If we're going to change the size and the scope of this government, we have to start cutting into the budget, not shaving around the edges. And so I decided that it was in the best interest of the folks in the 1st Congressional District, as well as America itself, to vote against the budget.
I think that I couldn't have said that better. I mean, in the end, the Congressional Budget Office numbers that came out last week show that really it was a ruse.
Coming up, we'll shift the focus to the skyrocketing cost of gasoline. My God, what a mess that is. That's up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
The shadows start to fade as the light slips through the shade. Another morning sneaking in without a sound. Can compare to that first couple folders going down. The best part of waking up is folders in your car.
You've heard of trade shows for consumer electronics, boats, RVs, and home improvement products, but did you know that there's also a national convention for the companies that distribute wines and spirits? The convention in Orlando this week just concluded with hundreds of members and exhibitors discussing the latest industry trends. Craig Wolf is the president of the Wine and Spirits Wholesalers of America, hosts of the convention.
This industry is about building relationships, and the WSWA convention is about where you can build those relationships, network, and really get a chance to meet your coming distribution network and try to get your product out there. I'm very optimistic about the future. The economy is coming back strong. I think the attendance here at WSWA is a reflection of that, and I think that the industry is usually on the front edge of any economic recovery, and I think that's the case this time as well.
Greg Wolf says it may sound like all fun, but it's about business, too. The convention helps determine many of the new beverage trends that will show up at restaurants, bars, and spirit shops in the next year. For more information, visit WSWA.org. I'm Lee Shepherd.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard standard mason jars are indefinitely reusable and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen here. You're back in tune with what's on talk radio in the issue-oriented talk radio world. Gas prices are over $4 a gallon in six states and also in the District of Columbia. CNN's Suzanne Malvo here with Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood about the problem of the gas prices and what we ought to be doing about it, or what we can do about it.
So, Mr. Secretary, what kind of car do you drive? How much does it cost to fill your tank these days?
Yeah, back home in Peoria, I have a Ford Escape Hybrid, which gets very good gas mileage because it's part battery powered and part combustion. I just bought a car here in Washington. I got rid of a 1997 Buick Regal, which was a gas guzzler, and I just got a Chevy Malibu, which gets great gas mileage. I'm happy to say almost 30 miles to the gallon. But look at it, even 30 miles to the gallon, when I filled up this weekend, it was about $45. That's real money.
We're feeling it.
And look at I drive my car. I know that the second most expensive item in family budgets is the cost of filling a gas a tank up.
What do we do? This is
a bad situation.
Dear Secretary of Transportation, what do we do?
Well, first of all, we acknowledge there's a big problem. We hope that when the unrest is settled in the Middle East that, a barrel of oil will start going down. But the president has laid out a good, bold plan. I was at Georgetown University when he laid it out. The president has a vision. We're going to do our part to work with auto manufacturers to manufacture cars that get better gas mileage, that use more battery powered. We're going to encourage people to buy cars that get better gas mileage. But we know that people are still driving cars that use a lot of gasoline, and we know this is a big, big, serious problem for family budgets, and we're going to stay on it and take a multifaceted approach to it.
All right, talk host Bob Davis and Tom Emmer here with a focus on gasoline as it approaches record highs and how nobody in Washington seems concerned about it.
We are not a point. What was it? I saw coming in 389. We're going to see probably 390 plus and maybe 4
by the end of the next week or so. We're now at the point where we were in 2008, as I mentioned earlier, when gas prices basically provoked a big slowdown in the economy. And the economy's weaker now than it was before it went into the recession, even though, you know, actually I read a thing this morning. It says that the banks are in the same condition that they were right before the recession in 2008 that kicked this whole thing off. Oil isn't selling anywhere close to what it was. It was 147 a barrel at that point, and what is it now, 106 or 105 or something like that now. And in spite of that, Federal Reserve keeps saying, don't worry, there's no inflation. All the expert economists are saying there's no inflation, don't worry about it. Has anybody heard anything, anywhere, from anyone saying, here's what we got to do to get the gas price down? Am I crazy? Nobody's concerned about it.
No, there was a speech over the weekend that Sarah Palin gave over in Madison where she talked about the fact that our president won't do anything about expanding drilling abilities here in our country, and yet he celebrates other countries doing it. But her point was there's just no energy policy. No.
All we get are more platitudes from politicians about CAFE standards and alternative energy, and the Federal Reserve keeps printing money, and Congress keeps borrowing it, and the president doesn't seem to care. Do you think this is going to cause another economic slowdown? What were you going to say?
I was going to say, over the weekend, Senator Amy Klobuchar suggested we have to build out our electricity infrastructure because we're going to have electric cars. That's where we're headed. Some biofuels, but then she said electric cars.
None of this is going to have any impact on the price of gasoline at this particular moment. And we're not going to be able to. I just don't see how we can sustain this. Maybe I'm crazy. Do you think the president and Democrats in Washington want gas prices to go up? Do you think that, and this is, you know, when I first heard this, I was like, well, I don't know that I believe that. I'm not so sure that those people are wrong. Do you think the president wants gasoline prices to be this high? Maybe we should start calling it what it is, that he seriously wants prices to be this high and north of where we are now, because it will affect the whole idea of people will be riding public transit. People will drive Volts. People will buy, quote unquote, fuel efficient cars. None of that, by the way, has any impact on the price of oil at all. It doesn't have any effect.
Bob, there is no other conclusion. Have you heard him complain about the price of oil?
No.
Have you told him that we should just get used to it? I've heard him tell us we just need to get used to it. This is the way it's going
to
be.
Oh, yeah, get used to it.
Yeah.
No. I actually didn't see him say that, but I heard it quoted.
Right.
So I think maybe that might have been a paraphrasing of what he said. But so what? Here's the thing. I think people have said this, and I've been reluctant to admit or say, well, how could a person actually want gas prices to be this high? Because it can't be good for the economy. Now, maybe somebody out there could say, well, no, actually, you have to understand, our economy is much stronger now. We can afford this. I don't know how we can afford this. The airline companies are already saying that their profit picture is going to be crimped substantially, that every single increase in the price of jet fuel seriously affects their profit picture. I don't see how the economy can sustain gas prices this high.
Coming up, we'll turn our attention to Donald Trump. Is he really thinking about running for president? That's up next on the Talk Radio Review.
The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. That rich aroma starts filling up the room. Let's see.
If you only want to lose 5 or 10 vanity pounds, sorry, but we can't help you. But if you seriously want to lose 30 pounds or more because you're worried about health risks like diabetes, high blood pressure, or cholesterol, we can help you. And the trial is free when you call 1-800-952-4105 in the next 5 minutes. We're Sensa, and our revolutionary weight loss solution is clinically proven to help you lose 30 pounds or more. And now, for a limited time, you can try Sensa free for a full 30 days if you call the toll-free number in the next 5 minutes. Sensa is proven through science, but works like magic. In one of the largest weight loss studies of its kind ever conducted, more than 1,400 participants lost over 30 pounds on average with Sensa, without changing their diet or exercise routine. If you're serious about losing weight and have more than 30 pounds to lose, call now for your free trial. Call 1-800-952-4105. 1-800-952-4105. That's 1-800-952-4105.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes, and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. It doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Hello, I'm David Cordani, CEO of Cigna, a proud sponsor of the March of Dimes March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for Cigna. Over the past 17 years, we've teamed up with the March of Dimes to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives. Together, we'll continue to fight premature birth and birth defects. Join the people of Cigna and teams from 20,000 other companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Jumpstart your team at marchforbabies.org.
Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. I'm Doug Steffen. A lot of talk about Donald Trump the last couple of weeks. Is he really considering a run for the presidency, or is this just a stunt to boost the ratings for his television program? Howard Kurtz on CNN talked to Craig Crawford, Lynn Sweet, and Mark McKinnon about how serious they think Trump is about running, and if he does run, can he stand a chance of winning?
It may turn out in the end that this was precisely what many of us suspected, a publicity scheme to boost the ratings of Celebrity Apprentice. But what if the media are giving rise to a genuine Trump phenomenon, with the Donald now in first place among Republicans in a new poll? What if this wealthy developer, for all his baggage and the birther nonsense, is serious about a campaign for the White House? What if he actually runs? Trump had a combative interview this week with the Wall Street Journal, getting a little testy with the reporter.
There are great business people like Bill Gates and Steve Jobs who have, who to some degree embody maybe the best of American capitalism, and there are people who would say that you embody the worst.
Well, I don't think people would say that at all. I think that people think I've done a great job. I have done a great job, but I've never filed for bankruptcy. I think you know that. I think your question is a sneaky question and really a dishonest question. The concern is that if I don't win, will I run as an independent? And the answer is probably yes. And that bothers me only from the standpoint that if I don't win, we're not going to get a Republican and Obama gets reelected.
Meanwhile, the Trump talk on the airwaves is drowning out discussion of every other possible Republican candidate. So our journalist helping to create this Trump tsunami with waves of uncritical coverage. Joining us now in Washington, Craig Crawford, columnist for CQ Roll Call. In Austin, Mark McKinnon, contributor to the Daily Beast and a former media advisor to George W. Bush. And in Chicago, Lynn Sweet, Washington bureau chief for Chicago Sun-Times. Craig Crawford, is it possible the media's wisdom is wrong, that I'm wrong, as infrequently as that happens, and that Trump will run and he'll be formidable?
Well, you know, you mentioned Ross Perot. He proved that there's plenty of room for a populist plutocrat in presidential campaigns. He got a fifth of the popular vote, and he was a gaffe-prone independent candidate.
Mark McKinnon, I wonder whether you would agree. I mean, we've looked at these polls, Trump up to 26% among Republicans in one poll, with Huckabee at 17%, Mitt Romney 15%. A lot of that's name ID. But have the journalistic wise guys been a little too quick to dismiss this guy?
It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. The more attention he gets, the more real he takes himself anyway. And I think that it's very likely that he could become a Ross Perot candidate, even if he doesn't get through the Republican primaries, which I think is highly doubtful. He's got the itch, and I think he may go out there and scratch it. And he could become a Ross Perot kind of candidate, get 20% of the vote, and throw the election to Barack Obama.
And spend a lot of his own money in the process, as Perot did. If we could put up the cover of the New York Daily News from earlier this week, I know you can't see it, but it shows
Donald Trump anyway chose him as a clown. And I was a little skeptical when he said that on the last episode of Celebrity Apprentice in June, he'll announce the date on which he's going to announce when he's going to run. But has there been a bit of a knee-jerk effort by the press, a knee-jerk response, to treat him as something of a clown?
Well, the answer is yes or no. This Trump possible candidacy, Howie, is in a sense a case study for journalists here. How could somebody who otherwise is credible venture into uncredible territory with his birther claims? And how do you treat that when you know that if you interview him, you will get clicks and lots of ratings hits? So this is a little bit of new territory. Now, clearly there is an appetite within the Republican voters, the polls show, for Donald Trump. But I think journalistically, you have to figure out a way when you write about him is to talk about the whole picture here and not put, you know, and you have to put in that he is trying to make a run based on, in part on this, on the birther claims that not only have been debunked, but he says things that just aren't true in trying to make the case.
And we repeatedly give him a platform to say those things.
Talk host Jim Sharp thinks Donald Trump is serious about running for president.
Yeah, you know, this is a guy who loves the limelight, And you think, of course, somebody who loves the limelight, they think their hair through a little better, but not Donald. But you know what? Looks like he might be a little more serious this time around than the last time. Part of this is, you know, all the different accusations he's leveled at the president, at President Obama. He's kind of gone after President Obama. He has also apparently been in contact with a couple of different people for a campaign manager position. This is according to some sources. And he's spoken to Ralph Reed and Tony Perkins from the evangelical community. And he's actually looking to hire some staff. He looks like he's going to actually shake some hands in Iowa, maybe try and participate in debates. And really, if you think about it, run essentially for president. So, you know, then this kind of comes down to, is anybody going to take him seriously? But when you look at the possibilities of who's out there in the GOP, who's at least considering running for president, does he sound all that crazy at the end of the day? You know, I mean, you laugh about Donald Trump, but the guy's got the juice. He's got the money. He's got plenty of money. You know, he could finance a good chunk of his own campaign, even if it was $1 billion to run for president, which a lot of people are predicting is going to is what Obama's going to
be
spending.
Yeah, it will be, no doubt.
Yeah. So I don't know. Obviously he loves the attention, but if you run for president in the first place, don't you just love the attention anyway? I mean, you have to in order to do this. Maybe you don't love it, but you have to at least put up with it. And I think he savors this kind of stuff. He loves the idea.
Did you hear him over the weekend?
I caught a little bit of what he had to say. It was one of those packed weekends.
I thought it was fascinating. He blamed President Bush for giving us President Obama.
Yeah. Well, in some ways that's true. You can also blame the media for blaming Bush for blaming, you know, for giving us.
I guess we could carry it back, you know, yeah. Seven separations of degrees.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, yeah. 7 degrees of separation,
right.
Whatever that is. And one of the things he also came out and said that is that he'd get OPEC to cut oil prices. Maybe he might be the guy to pull that off. I don't know. But he says we don't use our brain power. He was actually on CNN State of the Union. We need one thing, brain power. And he said he's the right messenger to go tell OPEC to lower crude prices, insisting the prices will go down if you say it properly.
OPEC said today they're cutting supply,
which, of course, means a rise in prices.
That's correct.
Yeah. So far, they're not listening to him, but I guess he hasn't sat down directly with OPEC. you know, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Anybody that Donald Trump asks for a meeting is essentially going to take that meeting, if for nothing else, just to see the hair in person.
Michael, calling in from Buffalo, doesn't like the way Donald Trump has been cozying up to the Tea Party.
I am a very business-blooded guy. I've been in the business field for many years, very successful, and I think we do need somebody who can create jobs and who's economy smart and things like that. But secondly, I may be a Republican, but I'm not a Tea Party Republican. I'm a progressive Republican. And for Donald Trump to be going out there and, you know, accusing President Obama of not being born in the United States and doing all sorts of things when and carrying on about this, bullying this poor man, I think the Tea Party is just as bad as the far left. I think we should have more progressives in the thing. So, you know, Donald Trump would be good as progressive businessman in the White House, but I don't like his Tea Party stance.
Coming up next, we'll get the latest on the situation in Libya. That's here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Don't you just laugh every time the news plays another story about a foreclosure bank or attorney under investigation, bankrupted, or being sued? Zero Debt has a program that stops foreclosure, guaranteed for at least 2 years without payments or attorneys. In fact, we show our members how to get the banks to pay their taxes and insurance while they stonewall the bank's collection process. We show you how it's possible to quiet the title in your name by using the bank's very own foreclosure process. Loan modification is a joke. The banks use that to take your money with nothing in return and keeping you in default. You've heard our ad before. We are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Get free help now from ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com or call to talk with others who have already used our system. We'll show you how to save tens of thousands of dollars by using the foreclosure process to your advantage and save your home. Call 800-477-9256, 800-477-9256, or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen with a daily overview of what's going on in talk radio and talk television, the left, the right, you name it, we're focused on it. A lot of people are talking about the situation in Libya. Here, host David Patterson talked to military analyst Colonel David Hunt.
Tell us what is really going on in Libya right now.
We gave it up to NATO. Once that happens, the capability for us, actually the world, but in this case the United States, to really influence whatever is going on, in this case a no-fly zone Libya, is diminished. NATO does one thing well. They help humanitarian relief is the one thing that NATO can do okay. To put the Norwegians in charge, it'll probably get done with humanitarian aid. The rest of it, the problem, Governor, is that NATO is run militarily by the seven ministers of defense. So it's a vote with seven separate ministers to get anything done. We have the military leadership, the four-star general in charge in Belgium and in Mons, but to get a jet to drop a bomb or to fly, it takes seven ministers to vote. That kind of leadership or management gets nothing done, and that's what's happened as we stepped in to do it.
Because, General, in the end, that's political leadership rather than military leadership, and that's one of the problems we have with government, is that you have different houses of government and the executive and the legislative, and asking people to sit down and agree on something takes a long time, when obviously when you're in warlike conditions, you need instant decisions only to often be made by one person.
Yes, but it's compounded by the fact it's not just political. It's seven separate countries, seven separate politicians from seven separate civilizations that are trying to affect one battle. It was very frustrating in Bosnia. As you see, it was very frustrating. Any place NATO has gone. And so what the U.S. went in, because we're the only ones who could do that very quickly and had the equipment, had the bombs, had the technical capability, intelligence, logistics, turned it over to NATO fast because we were also in the middle of Afghanistan and Iraq, and it's dissipated. And with that, when NATO took over, the U.S. press has backed off. So that's one of the, you know, we're not hearing about Iraq either, Governor. You know, we got 50,000 people there.
Oh, absolutely.
We're not about Afghanistan. We got 100,000 there.
We're talking.
It's short term.
There's a cyber war going on in Libya, much the same as what was going on in Egypt. Let's get the latest on that.
Foreign interference doesn't have to be a military invasion, a bombing campaign, or, you know, some kind of special operation on the ground in that country. It can also be the training and funding and this political support given to individuals who then promote those foreign interests. And that's one of the newer strategies that the U.S. government has successfully been executing in different countries around the world that it doesn't consider subordinate to their agenda. And it's a way to do it subtly. It's harder to detect it. It's harder to denounce it. And it can often be more effective.
The U.S. perceives the Internet and social networking platforms as major tools for spreading democracy and pumps millions of dollars into developing systems to help people in the Middle East and China get around Internet-blocking firewalls. But at the same time, American companies provide Bahrain, Saudi Arabia, and Kuwait with the technology to effectively block websites.
When the U.S. government purports to be spreading democracy, it's simply a sham, it's a pretense, it's a lie. The goal of U.S. foreign policy is to put its people in public office in foreign countries.
The U.S. military has recently launched an online management program which enables it to generate multiple fake identities on social networks. The false personas are designed to contribute to the flow of conversations on Facebook, Twitter, and other websites.
People are using social media for cyber warfare. I mean, that's what we're going to see more and more of, I think, from whether it's governments or non-state actors. They're going to try to find ways to use the Internet and social media to gain an advantage in their own battle.
The recent turmoil in Libya suggests orchestration of Twitter with fake users. Only around 5% of Libyans have access to the Internet, and the number of Twitter users there is so small that analysts couldn't even calculate it. Yet, in February this year, a surge of Libyan Twitter accounts appeared, reporting in English, and virtually all begging for intervention.
We know that since the beginning of the war, that Libyans no longer have access to the Internet, but somehow people don't check this essential fact. And they take all this information coming from social media at face value, which then serves the broader purpose of fabricating the news.
Trained activists provided with panic buttons and other technologies, scores of false identities on the Internet, spreading certain ideas. The U.S. says it's all about promoting democracy. But do these declared intentions justify direct interference in other countries' domestic affairs?
You can find out more about all the items on the countdown. Go to the homepage at DougStephan.com. Look for the box labeled Talk Radio Countdown Show.